Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rich McKinney. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Kennedy. Batting second. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnstone moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnstone scores. Andrews moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert spins and fires to second, and Andrews is picked off. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McKinney who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. McKinney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kennedy tags and scores. Smith tags and moves to third. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hermann moves to second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John bunts towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to third. Alvarado moves to second. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert bunts in front of the plate. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. Griffin moves to second. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Griffin moves to third. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a line drive into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado bunts towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 0 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. John Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 0 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McKinney. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Siebert scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Steve Keeley now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kennedy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Scott is walked intentionally. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Scott moves to second. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Terry Forster now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. McKinney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnstone bunts towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Magnuson now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a line drive into right field. McKinney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-3 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reichardt moves to second. Lee May pinch hits for Jim Magnuson. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.